Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's two games, so there's no absolute to what the problem is. I think we just talked about what the turnovers happened. The one tip was unfortunate. The one just out of Christian's reach. Wish it would have been closer to him. And then you just got to protect the ball in the pocket when the guys are there.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, so earlier in the show, and this is going to be wonderful info for our listeners. Because maybe sometimes you're out there thinking, how do these guys come up with topics? And I'm going to tell you how an idea comes to someone's mind, and then we'll either make something of it or we won't. I'm glad Evan's putting his headset on. So, now listen, ideas aren't necessarily born out of being right. Ideas are born out of asking questions. And sometimes you can ask questions, and then the answers you get, you say, you know what, there's not enough information there. It's just a thought of mine. So I'm watching the Niners game, and I'm thinking to myself, hey, they scored on that first possession again. They got a field goal. And forget that they always get field goals, but they score on their first possession, that scripted series.
All right.
So I thought to myself, God, I wonder if the 49ers score on their scripted series or first series of the game at a higher rate than other teams, and then over the course of the game, they score at a lesser rate than other teams. And it's a very difficult thing to try to nail down. And again, I'm not making a point. I'm just asking if there's a point possibly to be made. So Evan spent an hour, and I want to reward him. And so we're comparing Shanahan's scripted plays with two other coaches who have been around for over 8 years on their respective teams, Sean McVay and Andy Reid.
Boy, okay, wow.
All right, so now I'm going to ask Evan Giddings, our chief researcher, to disclose what he found.
What would you like to know?
Okay, what percentage of drives do the 49ers score on when it's their first drive of the game?
So from 2017 to 2025, which is what you asked, right?
Yep.
First drives. The San Francisco 49ers have scored on 45.2% of them.
Okay.
And then you'd like to know how many they've scored just in total.
Correct. Their overall percentage.
Their overall percentage from, again, 2017 to 2025. God,
it's got to be
40.4%.
Okay, now you might think I'm going to declare victory. I'm not. Of course not.
And I thought there was going to be a bigger drop off.
And that's probably, you should score more on that drive. Okay, what about the other two guys?
So the Rams, Sean McVay, also almost identical at 40.5% for all drives.
All right.
On his first drive, Sean McVay and the Rams for the last 7+ years have scored on 48.9% of their first drives.
Okay.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And then Andy Reid and the Kansas City Chiefs, probably the best offense over the last, near decade, 46.5% since the start of 2017. Their first drives, they score on 54.2%. Those are number one in both categories.
Okay. Okay. Appreciate that.
Now, those have a great job, but those can be skewed too, Stoney.
Yeah, that's why we need
now,
more
Now, you need
information.
To answer my question.
Go ahead.
What was the point of me spending the last hour looking at all three of these teams' scoring drives?
Well, I actually was hoping it was all 32. but no, I was wondering was, Shanahan's offense, does it drop off dramatically compared with other coaches, comparing the first scripted series with the rest of the game? And I'm seeing that these are in line with two other coaches.
Now, the reason why I didn't look at all 32 is because those are the three that are probably the most comparable
yep.
as far as offensive play callers, respected minds. And it's tough to look at other teams that have had a different play callers and head
True.
Coaches.
Do we know, does every team script like that first series now? Do we know
I think
that?
It's a safe assumption
most
the
do.
Majority do.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Thanks, Evan.
Like Liam Cohen.
Because... Yeah.
By the way, come on, Sala.
Dude, that was a...
Freddie.
And then Robert goes all in you.
God.
What? That was this guy. Like, lose with grace, Steiny.
We don't know how in this country. Well, did you watch the Ryder Cup?
Dude, it is...
It's embarrassing.
It's gang warfare. What is going... Dude.
We are... I don't want to go.
I heard cussing at the Ryder Cup. How about that?
Rory's wife... Got thrown a beer thrown at her. Be better, America.
Oh, man.
Ay, ay,
ay. And then the Fred Warner, he's a class act. Why did, even if, I didn't like that. And then they were in them, why weren't they in white? Because it was supposed to be hot. That was, I didn't like that.
Yeah. I couldn't get that out of my mind.
Oh, let me give you my analogy.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So I've been fired three times from different jobs in my life at different ages. So the first one hurt the most, right? Because you're like, oh, boy, what am I going to do after? But when you get fired, they give you back pay, you know, that check they hold. So when you get fired, they kind of give you your severance package. You're like, oh, my gosh. So I'm single, young, just, you know, I'm young. So I get this money all at once, not understanding, well, you lost your job. But boy, this 2, 3, 4 thousand, I'm rolling right now. Well, guess what? And I figured it out. That's going to run out. And you're going to feel the brunt of not having a two-week check, right?
Yeah.
That's how I look at this Niners when they were 3-0, 3-1, is these injuries are going to eventually catch up to you, and you can't afford poor play. So if you're telling me now Ricky Pearsall is got the gimpy knee, and that might follow you. Bosa's not coming back. Purdy is now dealing with what he's dealing with, along with your backup. I feel like there's a parallel between how good you should feel like our girl Portia, because I'm looking at it like, oh boy, hey. This has the ingredient, Steiny, of it catching up to the Niners like it did yesterday.
Oh, it's injuries.
Get healthy.
Injuries.
And poor play is a recipe for disaster.
I think you won't play as well when you have so many injuries because your first stringers tend to be better than your second stringers. So that's...
But defensively, you weren't missing a lot yesterday. I know Renardo Green didn't play. But Steiny, I mean, I'm just telling you, got Mustafa whenever he can come back.
You said to me...
they could easily be 1-3. That's
so
all
now,
I'm telling you, man.
Let me just cheer you up a little bit. You see, you said, so now Pearsall's got a gimpy knee, and that's going to follow you. Well, it's not going to follow you closely because he's got a gimpy knee. You see what I'm saying?
He might not play.
Exactly. So he's not really going to follow you on a
gimpy
knee.
And then when he plays, he makes a limp swan catch, and then he's on the ground. It's like, that's teasing. I know that's, they're not. Hey, dude, I don't know what to say, man. I'm just telling you. If Harry's of the world, if we were talking about the Packers, want to make go to the whiteboard and tell me this football team could be 0-4, I get that. I won't fight you. But what I will do, Steiny, is fight anybody that says the Niners have been whole. They have not.
Of course they haven't.
And now I'm getting more concerned that day might not never come.
It's not. Oh. They won't get Bosa back this year.
All right, you
year.
Got me on that one.
They're also not going to be full at full strength, it looks like, at least for another couple weeks. So you're going to have to beat the Rams, clearly, without Bosa. You're going to have to beat the Rams with Brock Purdy on a bad toe.
Without Kittle. You're,
right. Hello? You might have to beat him without Pearsall. But it's the NFL. Next man up. Yeah, everybody loves. Oh, yeah. Hey, next man up. Everybody loves next man up till you realize the next man up stinks.
No, hello.
Let's go to Austin in the city. Get a straighten us out, Austin. Seriously. Come on now. Hey, what are we even doing here?
Yo, it is the next man up. That's why it's a 53-man roster, so it's the next man up that's available to get on that field and produce like they're supposed to, even if they suck or not. What I'm calling it saying is that the limited, when you're limited in practice with injuries and trying to come and play on Sunday and on a snap count, you should not be playing at all. You're messing up the flow of the offense. You're messing up the groove of what we already had. You should come back full 100% or close to 100% at full practice to get on that field. The players are doing it to themselves. So knowing they injured but want to come and play and messing it up and in the long run messing it up for themselves. It's not just the coaches, it's the players, and they got to take accountability for their actions.
So you think you wouldn't have played Purdy?
I would not play Purdy, and Purdy, no, he shouldn't have been on the field. He did he did that on himself. He felt pressure from Matt Jones. Matt Jones.
Austin, I see you, baby. Right. You get that.
Appreciate it, Austin. Yeah, not really. I mean, Okay.
Well, we got Bad Bunny at the Super Bowl.
I don't know what that means. I don't know what Matt Jones.
Who Bad Bunny will be performing at the Super Bowl, which is in our backyard.
Great.
Get hip like a hippopotamus. Yeah, Bad Bunny, Evan.
What's his best song?
The one with Drake. Evan, why would you do that to me? And real quick, I don't care what the boss says right now, or Evan. It was your birthday. How was the birthday weekend, and where did you catch yesterday's game? Like, I
watched it at home.
Solo?
Yeah. I don't mind being by myself.
No,
I'm very secure.
That's why I'm
not like you guys.
I thought you said you like to watch games with other people.
You did say that.
Well, I did, but here's the bottom line.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, boy.
Here's the bottom line. If I get off the golf course at 12:30 and I haven't been invited to Dana's, then I go home.
All right, I got you.
And once I go home after golf, it's over, if you know what I mean.
No, I got you.
It's over.
The streets are saying where you golfed at, there was a black golf tournament?
Black Joy tournament, yeah.
Who Black Mets.
Did you stay? Yeah, I did.
You are my man.
Of course. Why not?
You get the Soul Train Award.
I didn't I didn't know of this group, but apparently there's a group out there called Black Joy. They have a parade every spring, I believe. They were having a fundraiser for the parade, and we're out at Metropolitan Golf Course,
which is where
Oakland.
Okay. Oh, I need to get in the game.
Well,
where's that at?
Oakland.
It's not old where I used to go.
I don't think you can get in. You don't want to go over there.
But it's not. Right. Where is it at?
You better be careful there, Stan.
Yeah. Those are my people. Where is it at?
Right near the airport, Oakland Airport.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. All right.
And so, so we golfed early. We came off the course at 11:30, and there were tons of people there getting ready for a tournament, and it was the Black Joy group, and they were having a good time.
Oh, man.
Now, I always like to converse with people at a golfing event.
Right.
That's probably, you know what, Goo? Let's put the rat on the table. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM, and HD1 San Francisco on Odyssey Sports Station, the home of the Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. Yeah, I mean, like,
Goo,
the goal in my life right now, I have one goal in my life. Two.
Give it to him.
It's to stay as connected to my family as possible.
Love that.
And then two is to put myself on a golf course as much as I possibly can in life. because
that's beautiful.
I tend to be happier on a golf course than anywhere else. So the key to the next 10 years for me, oh, after I end a glorious run here, would be to be part of a golfing community.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you can help the Ryder Cup. Dude, that thing got out of control. It was everywhere. I had it on.
We are so pathetic.
Well, I know that. But the question's why.
So, I should have done this. But so, basically, the Europeans are kicking our ass. Absolutely.
And they don't
drilling
get paid.
Us. They're drilling us yesterday. And I think Dibley told me that there were 12 singles matches. The U.S. had to win 10 of 12 to come back and win. So the matches go off at different times.
Yeah.
And two of the early U.S. golfers, I think Thomas was one.
Wasn't
somebody
Scheffler
else.
Early?
He stinks in this format. But the reality of the situation is a couple early U.S. guys won.
Okay,
and
let's
people
go.
Are like, oh, big comeback. It wasn't a comeback.
That was on Twitter, a big
it
comeback.
Wasn't.
Made
the whole
me turn
thing
it on.
Was edited to make it seem like the U.S. was closer than they were.
Oh.
Like they're like, oh, the U.S. has won the first two matches. Okay, what's going on in the third match? Alberg's up two strokes, so they're going to win. What's so cosmetic?
Oh, wow.
Such a shame.
Didn't know that part of it. Twitter
gutless.
Made me go turn it on.
We're gutless.
Yeah. My boy Tyshawn, he's a Ram fan. He was at that parade at the golf course. Yeah.
Okay.
Joy Parade.
That was not this weekend.
Well, he just texted me. He said, by the airport, it's always a good time.
Right. This was the golf fundraiser for the parade. So I think the parade's in the spring or early summer. So he may have been to the parade. He just wasn't there this weekend.
Well, you made it sound like the parade.
No, the parade's in the spring.
It was the parade.
Yeah,
picture you showed me is that parade.
Yeah, and no doubt about it. Like this is where I've come a long way. And I know for a fact. My first reference was that it was a fundraiser, not the actual parade. But we can move on. It doesn't really matter.
After Monday last week, we're fine.
Well. That'll resurface at some point. Well, let's go to Roy in San Leandro. Wants to
Willie
talk about
Mays.
The Niners and Melvin, two losers.
Yeah. What's up, Roy?
Hey, how's it going? I really miss both of you. I'm glad.
Hey, Roy, how you doing, buddy?
You know where you can find us, Roy. We miss you.
Not too bad. I just wanted to tell you, I can only see the 49ers going 7-10 with all of the chaos going on the team. This year and all like that, and I mean all these injuries. I mean, really, I don't mean to be down, but to say they can only go 7-10 because those to go up against an offensive juggernaut like the Rams in Seattle. I mean, did you see that score? Seattle racked up all of those points, 40 something points against that team, and then the Rams. Stafford is always dangerous, and so I can only really see them going 7-10. But I also just wanted to say about Buster Posey, what do you guys think about him getting fired today?
I love it because I've been clamored.
Thanks, Roy. Yeah. Bob Melvin fired.
Yeah.
Posey's is coming next year.
That's a one. But I love Buster saying, hey, I'm doing it. This is unacceptable. And I knew as they lost 15-16 at home, it was Saran. Somebody had to pay the price.
Yep. And it can't be the hero of the Bay Area, Buster Posey. It cannot be him. Man, I get it.
Stoddy, stop, man.
When you're a three-time champion.
He admitted his error. He gave him, picked up the option, but he's telling you that didn't mean squat.
Okay. How many other errors are you going to acknowledge? How about the error of thinking Rafael Devers solved every problem?
For a month and a half.
How about giving up on his team?
That's fair.
Before they'd given up.
Well, your boy went to New
York.
He's
in over his head.
Your boy did.
He's in over his head.
Did nothing in New York. He's still. They still got. They're playing tomorrow.
Right. Congratulations. Posey's smarter than one or two other GMs. No. Everybody knew. No, I'm just kidding. Posey's. He's off to a great start.
You watching the playoffs start tomorrow? You got an adopted team. Well, you got one. The Phillies. I forgot. I'm rooting.
You
for
know
Evan.
What? I got to tell.
I'm rooting for Evan.
I can't. I can't root for Philly teams anymore.
What happened?
It's too easy. It's too easy.
Sixers haven't won squat.
They don't even register. The Sixers aren't even a Philadelphia team. Nobody even cares about them. It's about the Phillies and it's about the Eagles mostly. And you know what? It gets boring. We haven't lost a game in like, what, 20 weeks?
Yeah, your wide receiver's reading books on sidelines because he's not getting the ball.
Yeah, how and you know what?
Can you be?
And you know what?
Oh, my gosh.
That doesn't even register in Philly.
I made it up.
Because we are together. We have a coach who knows how to keep guys together and motivate.
Please. They quit on him 1 year.
Italian Philly coach? Yeah.
So they quit on him 1 year. Okay. Yeah, they quit on him. They didn't quit on him. And if you remember that year, and you probably don't because
they lost to Tampa.
They were 10-1, and they had the toughest schedule in the history of football.
Okay, but that's not why they just laid down. Stuff was going on.
This is vintage you.
No, I'm just
no. Yeah, you're right. No, you're right. The 49ers have had more success than the Eagles over the last few years. No, you're right. Let's move on. Yeah. Big Smooth is in Oakland.
Oh, man.
What's up, Big Smooth? How you doing, man? We are a mess in the Bay right now.
Wonderful, gentlemen. Hey, kudos to you guys. And I want to ask you a question on this.
Go ahead, baby.
On Kuminga's agent, let me ask you this. Do you think that was more about him feeling the pressure? Like, hey, man, Ace Bailey just fired his crazy agent. Maybe he was feeling the pressure. Like, man, maybe Kuminga's agent is not that great. You think that interview was more about that, or was it just to try to move some activity, let the public know the other side of it? Because I think they're hearing things, and they said, "Nah, let's." I mean, how many agents are calling talk show radio?
And there you go.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
That had to be about a PR move. And I think, again, I think this agent might have been feeling some heat. Maybe he's hearing murmurings about, man, maybe Kuminga doesn't have a good agent. Now, I heard his answers. They were canned. But here's the deal, man. At what point are the players going to start looking side-eyed at Kuminga? Like, dude, we get it, but you are kind of hindering our opportunity to make some moves. At what point? I mean, I'm sure he's aware of that and trying to get himself out of town. But, bro, you're not leaving town unless we get something substantial for you. I'm sorry. We're not just letting you go off like we're at Ross and we're giving, you know, we're selling a shirt with one button missing. No, we want something substantial and then you can go. Because obviously if we wanted you, you would have been signed already, baby. If we wanted you, if we felt we needed you, you would have been signed. You know, you don't want to go out and get 8 rebounds a game. So, hey, man, blessings to you. And I hope everything works out. But this is the way we got to play this.
Hey, Big Smoothie, you're on fire. I'll say this. We had Bob Myers on for Stoudy's birthday Friday. I asked him, and as much as he could say, he did end. He said he wouldn't have did it. I thought it was a bad look. But then I'm thinking of all these, you know, just the world right now on social media, YouTube influencers that I'm asking about, people famous for nothing. Myers did say, well, you know, guys, it's a new world out here. So if Kuminga's not upset, how can we be upset? But I'm with you, Smooth. I thought that was a bad look, man.
Good. When is Bill Duffy coming on?
Yeah, no doubt.
He won't be.
You're right. I got you there.
Hey, Big Smooth, appreciate the call. Here's the difference. Big time pro agents, they don't go on the radio.
Rich Paul's not doing that,
They leak. They leak.
Damn, Steiny.
Boy agents leak. They don't go on the radio.
Wow.
They funnel info. Yeah. to their favorites.
Or did he want the lights, Evan? Did he, AT want the lights?
Bill Duffy does represent Brandon Pajemski.
But there's nothing to talk about.
Well, next summer he's going to be contract extension eligible.
Right. Yeah.
We should try to get him.
There's no negotiation.
You're saying he's already got the...
Bill Duffy says one word to the Warriors, yeah. Max. That's the negotiation. Exactly. Take it or leave it.
Bill's
going to get a payday for Pods.
By the way, did you see what Pods said about the atmosphere at Chase Center?
Oh, no, like seriously, I cannot wait to hear this.
This is media day atmosphere.
No.
Oh.
Chase Center.
Okay.
Warriors games don't compare to Valkyries games.
This guy's got to go.
No, we said it, and I said, like, how can you fix that?
You can't.
Because a different type of...
I know how to fix it.
No, seriously.
$5 Warrior tickets, that'll fix it. $5 Warrior tickets, that fixes it. End of story.
Well, you got Joe's number.
Rich people don't cheer.
I did the wave in a Valkyrie game, and I wanted to. Evan, I couldn't wait for it. Study, that thing was a party. And the Warrior games are too, just not to that level.
See, I knew he had a back pedal there, worried about. I hope people don't think I think the atmosphere is not great.
Need a comfort cup this late December. Now, Stardy, seriously, what does that tell you?
It tells me that if somebody's paying $3,000 for a ticket, they're probably not going to cheer as loudly as somebody who is going to a game and really appreciates being there and how to maybe even make a sacrifice or two to go to Chase Center.
So Pod said it.
Yeah. Rich people, they tend to be a little more demure. They don't, you know,
Let's see what happens to the Valkyries when they start winning.
Here, they are winning, aren't they?
And what about our girl Juju? Oh. Gonna miss her this year sitting out.
Yeah, she's hurt. She's still hurt.
Yeah, that's like, wow.
But we knew that one.
I didn't know she was gonna miss this one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. She is.
Rocco Baldelli fired by the Twins.
Oh, so there's another candidate. Tell you what, Byron Buxton single-handedly kept me in it this week.
Rocco.
Ended up finishing third.
You don't want Rocco.
The Twins.
There's only one Rocco you want. And that's R.I.P., Clay's dog. That segment was brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.